Welcome back, LFU, to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, even if you're on the train, driving on the coach, even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today's game, it's a Saturday evening kickoff, because we love those so much, don't we? I mean, Leeds love them, you know, we always seem to do well under the lights. But it's Manchester City at home today. Who's looking forward to it? I'm feeling a bit nervy, but that's what it's about being a Leeds fan, isn't it? So that's happening today. But first, let's jump back to last week's game. Aston Villa away. A good, well-fought game in my book. Come away with a draw. I'm quite happy with that. Yes, I am a bit gutted because it was a last-minute equaliser, but Villa are a very good team. Let's see what I had to say straight after the game. Aston Villa 1, Leeds United 1. What a fun game. That was so good. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to recover from this away day, but certainly a great day. Footballing-wise, I mean, before the game, if you said to me, lad, we're going to get a draw here at Aston Villa, I'd snap your hand off for it. And in that draw, including in that, if we were going to score arguably one of the best goals of the season and one of the best goals I've ever seen in a Leeds United shirt in my lifetime, I would have snapped your hand off even more. It's a good result. It's a little bit guttering the way it happened, but I'm looking into it as Villa, they're a top four side. Evidently, they're in there, they're around there. A draw against them isn't bad. It's a bit annoying the way it happened. You know, these last minute equalisers and winners, we kind of need to stop, because at the end of the season, if the worst thing were to happen and we went down, we'd be looking back on games like today against Villa, that game against Newcastle as well. So it'd be nice to turn some of these draws into wins, but when we're playing against top sides like Aston Villa, which they are right now, I can't really complain. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, it's one of those. You're kind of stuck in two minds here going, this is a great result. We've gotten a draw against a top four side. But at the same time, you're kind of like, well, we were 1-0 up for the majority of the game and it took them until essentially what was the 90th minute to score. It's a bit disappointing. Like I was saying, it'd be nice for these draws to be turned into wins, but it's not really a case, actually, of these draws being turned into wins, because it's not even like we're going 1-0 down and equalising. We're getting into the lead. We just need to hold on to these leads a bit stronger. And I tell you what, we wouldn't even be talking about relegation. We wouldn't even be thinking about it. But a draw against Villa, not bad. Let's get stuck into the Merv Awards. Merv Awards time. This is where I go through every single player who played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, Aston Villa away last Saturday. I go through, rate them out of 10. At the end of the season, we'll find out who accumulated the most points, and that is the Merv Award winner. So, let's get stuck straight into it. Of course, starting off with the goalkeeper, which is Carl Darlow, who had a very, very good game. Such a good game. It was good seeing him back in decent form. He pulled out some great saves. I'll cut him a bit of slack for Villa's goal, because upon review of that, it was a bit hard trying to see it from the away end, but when I watched the game back and I saw Tammy Abraham's goal, there's no chance he's saving that. Even the player on the line isn't saving that as well. So it was a good-headed finish. Made a great save in the first half against Ollie Watkins, I believe it was. Did an amazing job of there, or whoever it was who took the shot. Did a great job. Solid game from Carl Darlow, giving him a 7. Didn't really look ropey at any points. Goodmanson, not really his greatest game. He didn't stand out to me. Thought he was pretty poor to his usual standard, so Goodmanson's been given a 5. The back three of Rodon, Strike, Justin, all giving them 6s. I think they had a solid game. It's a bit disappointing, though, that the goal we conceded was from a corner, so I'm going to knock him down a bit for that. But regardless, I think Justin and Bogle on that right-hand side with each other work brilliantly. And speaking of Bogle, that's the next player, giving him a 7. He got forward brilliantly at times. He was very key to everything that was happening on that right-hand side, and a lot of our forward plays just, in my opinion, just didn't do enough to warrant him getting an 8 or something. So a 7 from Bogle, very good game. Ampadu and Gruev, I've given them both 6s. Solid games. They didn't do anything amazing, but they also didn't do anything rubbish. Good games from the both of them. I'm really liking them two at the minute. So 6s to them. Anton Stach, giving him an 8. He's really coming on a bit now, Stach. He had that very rough patch near the back end of last year where he just didn't look like a good player, really. He just didn't look great. But now he's moving well. He's using his physicality. Technically, he is fantastic. His passing is brilliant. When he has the ball at his feet, he's unreal. But sometimes it's just his off-the-ball stuff that lets him down. And let's address the elephant in the room. Wow, what a free kick from Anton Stach. Outrageous. From like being sat there in the away end, everybody's going, right, he's going to cross this in. Then all of a sudden, you see him hit it. And then you see it fly into the top left corner against what, quite frankly, is arguably the best keeper in the world. That is one of the best Leeds United goals that I've ever seen, personally. In my lifetime, that is probably the best Leeds United goal I've seen. An amazing free kick from Stach. He had a great game. He's getting an 8. Move on to the front two now. DCL and Aronson, pair them up together. Give them both 6s. They had okay games. I think wasn't DCL's greatest, but still played well. Same with Aronson. Both 6s. Moving on to the subs now, Longstaff giving him a 5. Again, just didn't do a lot when he came on. Nemecha, 6. We could have won the game if it was Calvert-Lewin on the end of that cross rather than Nemecha, to be honest. That's who I would have preferred to be on it. But he had a good game, Nemecha. I liked him. In fact, I've liked Nemecha a lot this season. Don't get me wrong, he's had some rough patches, but he can score goals, and I love his physicality as well. I just wish he bloody scored that header. What a chance that was. Jakobi all came on, giving him a 6. I mean, I was kind of raising an eyebrow at the fact that we were bringing him on at half-time because I just don't think we needed to bring on a defender. We were playing quite well anyway. I thought it was a bit pointless, but he's been given a 6. So, a decent game, Villa away. I enjoyed it. It was a great day out and not a bad result to go alongside it. A great day from Leeds. Right, let's get stuck into the pre-match talk then. And of course, we'll be going into Farke's presser. What do we know from it? But just before I jump into this press conference, this is probably, from what I was reading from it, like one of the top three press conferences of all time. This like nearly is on the same level as when Bielsa called the emergency press conference after all the Derby stuff. Wow, the quotes coming out of this press conference were absolutely unreal. I was in stitches reading some of them. So, injuries-wise, before we get stuck into those quotes, Goodmanson has recovered from an illness, so he should be all good for today. Okafor is still out, but we kind of knew that already. He'll probably be back the week after next. But that's all it on the injury front. Just Okafor out, which isn't bad at all. Of course, I'd like Okafor to be here because I was a bit sad when he got injured. He was hitting a good run of form. But hey, we can't have everything. But moving on to the quotes from Daniel Farke. Wow, I think someone needed to check what he was drinking. I think he might have been under the influence here. I think he might have been caught getting an Uber back from Four Parch here. But he said Haaland is the best striker in the world. Of course, that's not a crazy thing to say. Haaland probably is the best striker in the world. But who's second? DCL. DCL is second to only Erling Haaland as the best strikers in the world. And do you know what? I agree. I agree with that. And then one of the reporters brought up the fact that Pep Guardiola took the team out to have some cocktails. What did Daniel Farke said to that? Hey, he said City can drink their daiquiris and whatever nonsense they were drinking. Leeds United, what do we drink? Proper pints. Leeds United drink proper pints. That's our fuel for this, for today's game against Man City. I hope last night, every Leeds United player was carb-loading on the pints. I hope they had a good Friday night. And then moving on from that as well, he said he hopes the guys cooking the burgers, they need to have an extraordinary day because everybody at Leeds United today needs to have a fantastic day so we beat City. And honestly, tonight, I might go get a burger because that best be the best burger that I've ever had in my life. If the burger people are having a great day, I'm hoping at Elland Road I can get a fantastic burger then. But yes, we all need to have an extraordinary day today. And as well as that, a reporter compared playing City like climbing Mount Everest. But he went on to say people have climbed Mount Everest before. So what was Fark's ever so optimistic response? People have also died. Yeah, that's true, Fark. People have died climbing up Mount Everest. What are you trying to suggest here? Are the Leeds 11 going to die? I hope not. We've got a season to play. But yes, what a strange press conference. I kept like refreshing Twitter after it happened, seeing all these different quotes that Fark was blurting out. I was thinking, what? Where's this come from, Fark? Where's this charisma come from all of a sudden? But there you go. There's Fark's crazy press conference. One of the best kept press conference. One of the best press conferences that I've certainly read about. What a fantastic day. What a fantastic one it was. Let's move on to the starting 11. So I'm going to tell you who I'd go for if I was manager of Leeds United, and then what Daniel Fark would go for. So, back line. Darlow in goal. Goodmanson, Strike, Beal, Rodon, Justin, Ampadu, Stack, Gruev, Nemecha, and DCL up front. So, I've gone with dropping Bogle just purely for defensive reasons. I think Justin is a bit better defensively than Bogle, so I think shift him onto that right-hand side. Also, bring Beal into that back three, so we have that physicality up against Haaland, so our defenders aren't getting bullied, because I'd probably have an eyebrow raising if Justin was in that back three, just purely for physicality reasons. Midfield, Ampadu, Stack, Gruev. I think keep it the same. It worked quite well against Villa. Stack played very well. Gruev's been on a great run of form. And of course, you can't drop Ampadu. He's been great. Front two, I've dropped Brendan Aaronson. And this is because Nemecha and DCL, when we played Man City away earlier in the season, they were great up front with each other. They were crucial to the fact that we even scored two goals in that game. So I think play them now, because City are going to start throwing stuff at us. So do you know what? Let's be physical with them. They couldn't handle it. Like, when we played them at the Etihad, they couldn't handle our strikers being physical with their back line. So I think do that again. Nemecha and DCL up front, drop Aaronson. But what I think Daniel Fark will go for, so Carl Darlow in goal, Goodmanson, Strike, Beal, Rodon, Bogle, Ampadu, Stack, Gruev, Aaronson, and DCL up front. So I think you'll stick with that Aaronson-DCL pairing up front, because I know he quite likes that. Midfield exactly the same as it was against Villa, and the exact same one that I'm picking. Dropping James Justin, I think Daniel Fark will go for that physical back three of Strike, Beal, Rodon. I think that's going to be pretty important. But if you were to drop someone, I don't think it'd be Bogle. I think he dropped Justin, so Bogle stays in that right-back position. So, there you go. There's the teams. Score prediction time. So, let's collate everything together, what we know. It's a weird one, City, because of what happened early in the season. Of course, we lost that game 3-2, but we looked good, and it took them to score a goal in the last minute to beat us, which is very good. So, I think we can go and get something against City. I think we can. Just depending on how much it is. I think the atmosphere is going to have a big role to play. It's a nighttime game, so there's also that aspect of, oh, we're really good when we're under the lights at Elland Road. So, let's go for it today. I think let's go for it. Let's go get a result. I'm going to say Leeds United 1, Manchester City 1. Let's go get a point tonight on telly in front of the millions watching at home and all the City fans, and let's have a great Saturday. I'm feeling it tonight. Come on, Leeds. Right then, that's all the pre-match talk from me. Let's see what Dad has to say ahead of Man City away in his wiser view.
It was great news to hear most of the injuries are very limited, only Okafor missing for this game, which is a shame because I think Okafor would shine possibly in a game like this. He should anyway, but they're coming to town, strong City, and we have had some great results, like that Villa result. I know it was a late goal, and it was discussed yesterday by Fark of it's never the one reason why we get these late goals, but we always do concede. And that's for reality. We always concede. So the balance here is going to be fine line between holding tight. We will concede. Do we just concede the one from these guys? Or is it going to open up a lot like it did at theirs? I really don't know. I can't wait to see what happens today with our lineup, how we approach it. It's exciting. And going into a game like this excited is something I didn't think I'd feel at this time of the season. And, you know, looking at it, it's Forest weekend possibly to have, but I would love to spoil that Forest season even more. So I think a point is definitely possible. A win with how much we always concede, you know, whether it's last minute, whenever, we always concede. I think we're going to have a 1-1 game here today. Another 1-1.
Yeah, I agree with Dad. I'm relatively excited for today. We've gone for the same scoreline as well to get a draw against Manchester City. I'm looking forward to it. At the end of the day, we might get absolutely battered, but I'm still going to be fine. I'm going to have a lot of fun today, so that's what it's about. I'm feeling good about today. Right then, LFU, there we go. Make sure to follow socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and X. If you're off to the game today, go have some fun. Saturday night kickoff. Let's make a day of it against Manchester City. If you're staying at home in your nice warm house, off to the pub, whatever you're doing, have a cracking time, LFU. And let's hope Leeds United can at least get a point today at home against Manchester City. Come on, Leeds!